Side of Sports with Sunny Young, and happy Tuesday, Sunny.
Happy Tuesday, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you'll be kicking off with World Cup football news.
Kim, we're now 37 days away to the kickoff of football's premier event, the World Cup in Brazil. Of the five African teams going to Brazil, the Black Stars of Ghana will certainly face some of the toughest challenges. The Black Stars are in Group G for the first round, a group that many are calling the proverbial Group of Death. It also includes the USA and European powers Germany and Portugal. Our VOA football fans will remember the Black Stars were the top-performing African team at the 2010 World Cup in South Africa, where they reached the quarterfinals. I ask my Ghanaian colleague Peter Cloete about the chances of the Black Stars advancing to the knockout stages in Brazil.
Well, they have a good chance to qualify. It will be challenging, however, because perennial contenders USA will be there. And at this time around, they appear to be very solid. Of course, you have Germany that is a powerhouse in Europe. And of course, with Cristiano Ronaldo being with Portugal, Ghana might not find it easy. But, you know, in a soccer match, anything at all can happen. So Ghanaians could take respite in the fact that they have a team that could challenge any other team in the world.
Peter, what have Ghana's World Cup preparations been like?
So far, it's been good, although it could have been better. A lot of Ghanaian sports enthusiasts say that they wished they wished the GFA, and for that matter, the coach would have had a more expansive program. But, you know, so far so good. We'll see because recently the coach and his team went to England to monitor what Rogers, the coach of Liverpool, is doing at the moment, to take some few tips here and there ahead of the World Cup.
Who are some of those top players in Europe for the Black Stars?
I would say you should watch out for the captain, Asamoah Waris, who plays in France at the moment, is in top form, scoring a lot of goals. And then you can have Dede Ayew. He got injured, but now he's back in full force. These key players will be very prominent in the Ghanaian lineup.
Ghana, one of five African teams that will be going to Brazil. If you were to pick two that could make it to the knockout stages, Peter, who do you think?
Well, I will pragmatically pick both Ivory Coast and Nigeria, but being biased, I think Ghana can pull a fast one too.
Thanks, Peter. That's my VOA colleague, Peter Cloete. Let's take a look at Ghana's first round World Cup schedule. The Black Stars will open their World Cup campaign June 16th when they play the United States in Natal, Brazil. Then they'll play Germany June 21st in Fortaleza, Brazil. And Ghana will wrap up group play against Cristiano Ronaldo and Portugal on June 26th in Brasilia. Meanwhile, the 32 World Cup teams are facing a May 13th deadline to submit their preliminary 30-man rosters to FIFA, World Football's governing body, and their final 23-man World Cup rosters must be sent to FIFA by June 2nd. Some coaches, though, are ready to name their teams. Luis Felipe Scolari, the head coach of five-time World Cup champion Brazil, is expected to announce his final 23-man roster on Wednesday. Brazil will host Croatia in the World Cup's opening match, June 12th in Sao Paulo. Also in that group are Mexico and Cameroon, who will play each other the following day, June 13th, in Natal, Brazil. I'm VOA Sunny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma joins us now with more sports news. And Mark kicks things off with news about a Ugandan kickboxer.
Ugandan Umar Semata edged Egyptian defending champion Abdallah Hussein Mando by 146 to 139 points to win the World Kickboxing Federation welterweight title in Kampala, Uganda on Monday. Turning to athletics, Botswana's three-time Africa high jump champion Kabelo Hosimang aims to retain his title at the Africa Senior Athletics Championships in Marrakech, Morocco in August. He recently won his event in a championship record of 2.21 meters at the University Sports South Africa Athletics Championships in the capital, Tshwane. Kabelo explains why he has relocated from Germany to South Africa.
I want to finish my studies in University of Johannesburg, which I'm studying right now, transport management. Yeah, so and when I'm looking at the weather, it's perfect to start to train here in South Africa. And the facilities are very good in South Africa here.
You're the Africa champion, three-time Africa champion in high jump. It's never happened before. Going to Morocco for the Africa Championships, you must be feeling a bit of pressure that others will now want to take the win off you, especially given that we are making the Africa team for the IAAF Continental Cup.
Yeah, it will be quite interesting to go to Morocco, because looking at, for the moment, there's a guy from Sudan, Mohamed, who already jumped 228 in the indoor, and he went to the world indoor. So for me, it's kind of a challenge in Africa that I have never had before. So I'm looking forward for that challenge, and I'll be well prepared for that challenge. And I'll be well prepared to defend my title in Africa as an African champion. So I'm happy for the other African guys to be jumping higher.
Well, your personal best is 234. The way training is going, is there any chance that you may want to improve on that this year?
My idea for this year, honestly, is to improve my 234. Because looking at that, there's Commonwealth Games also.
Yes.
So the Commonwealth Games, you know there's Canada guy, yes, already. And there's British guys. So I'm looking forward to improve my 234. So far it's working, because my first competition I jumped 228.
That was Kabelo Hosimang, the three-time Africa high jump champion. I'm Mark Omer in Johannesburg, South Africa.
America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
The second round of the National Basketball Association playoffs tipped off Monday night. Eight teams remain in contention for the NBA title, including my beloved Washington Wizards. The magical and surprising Wizards defeated the host Indiana Pacers Monday night, 102-96, to win the first game of their best-of-seven series. Washington also won a second-round playoff game for the first time since 1982. It also snapped a 12-game losing streak in Indiana dating back to 2007. Wizards guard Bradley Beal, only 20 years old, scored a game-high 25 points. Beal became the first player in NBA history to have three playoff games with at least 25 points before his 21st birthday. Game two in the series will be Wednesday night in Indianapolis, Indiana. Go Wizards! In the night's other contest, the Los Angeles Clippers sailed past the Oklahoma City Thunder, 122-105. Clippers guard Chris Paul scored a game-high 32 points, and he also passed the ball for a game-high 10 assists. The Clippers now lead this best-of-seven game series 1-0. Two more second-round series get underway later Tuesday night. The two-time defending champion Miami Heat will host the Brooklyn Nets, and the San Antonio Spurs are at home against the Portland Trail Blazers.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
Here's a sunny side of sports salute to Kevin Durant of the Oklahoma City Thunder, who on Tuesday won the NBA's Most Valuable Player Award for the 2013-2014 season. Kevin captured his fourth league scoring title, averaging a career-best 32 points a game. He also grabbed about 7.5 rebounds a game, as well as 5.5 assists per contest, also a career high. KD tallied 1,232 points, including 119 first-place votes, in the balloting by broadcasters and sports writers in the USA and in Canada. The NBA also gave fans a chance to vote on the MVP at its webpage and factored that into the final tally. Miami Heat star LeBron James, a four-time winner of the MVP trophy, finished second in the balloting with 891 points and 6 first-place votes. This is Kevin Durant's first MVP award. He scored 25 points Monday night in that playoff loss to the Clippers. And here's another sunny side of sports salute to Michael Carter Williams of the Philadelphia 76ers, who won the NBA's Rookie of the Year award for the best first-year player. Michael led all rookies in scoring, rebounding, and assists. Congratulations to Michael Carter Williams, the NBA's Rookie of the Year, and Kevin Durant, the NBA's Most Valuable Player. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports.